After 18 years as leader of her party, the so-called Queen of Europe is stepping down. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced the move after her party suffered heavy losses in recent regional elections. She says she won't seek re-election when her term expires in 2021. The French President Emmanuel Macron has spoken of his friendship and admiration of the German leader, saying it is a dignified decision. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
She'd arrived for a regular Monday morning party meeting, but delivered anything but a normal message.
Firstly, in December at the CDU Party Congress, I will not be running again as chair of the CDU. Secondly, this fourth parliamentary term will be my last parliamentary term as Chancellor of Germany.
It will mark the end of 18 years as party leader for one of Europe's strongest advocates.
I have a clear sense that the time has come to open a new chapter.
The announcement comes after a disastrous showing by her centre-right Christian Democrats party in regional elections, first in Bavaria and now in the wealthy state of Hesse.
Because it is clear that our friends in Hesse have certainly could have achieved much better results if they hadn't suffered from the negative effects of the politics on a national level.
Angela Merkel's grand coalition formed in 2017, but has struggled to make gains and suffered over bitter infighting over a range of issues, most notably immigration. The Chancellor stood alongside Hesse Premier Volker Bouffier. The CDU will still form government in the state, but lost 11% at the polls.
Angela Merkel has made a noble decision, the right decision, a strong decision.
Jan Tekau is a political scientist.
It's clear that, after 13 years in the chancellorship, 18 years in the party, the political life cycle of Angela Merkel was, bending towards the end. And the party got so nervous now that the pressure got too big. So this is mostly a move that is supposed to give the CDU confidence again, that a fresh face will perhaps improve its election chances for all of the upcoming elections next year.
Mrs. Merkel wouldn't be drawn on potential successes, but even her orderly transition from power will have ramifications across Europe. The 28-nation bloc is already struggling as it negotiates a Brexit deal and grapples with the rising power of populist parties. This is Samantha Hawley in London reporting for AM.